Dan Casey writes, "Everything changed on May 25th, 1977. To the untrained eye, it was just another endless day in what seemed like a year that threatened to drag on forever. In the Netherlands, 2 days prior, a group of terrorists seized control of a train and a school, holding more than 100 children hostage. 2 months prior, KLM Flight 4805 and Pan Am Flight 1736 collided mid-air, killing 583 people in a horrific accident at the Tenerife Airport in the Canary Islands. At the time, it was the deadliest accident in aviation history. In Dover, Massachusetts, residents reported seeing sights of an eerie monster dubbed the Dover Demon. On television, viewers were made to wrestle with their own demons as British journalist David Frost reopened old wounds with former President Richard Nixon in a four-night interview series. In short, the country and even the world felt as though it could use a new hope. On that Memorial Day weekend, that was exactly what they got as a little-known sci-fi film called Star Wars opened in theaters and changed the course of cultural history. The lights in the theaters faded to black as the reel-to-reel roared to life. After the classic Chuck Jones cartoon short played, the Fox fanfare filled the theater with its indelible drum roll and bright, piercing horns, heralding the arrival of something new. In fact, this fanfare, originally created in 1933 by Alfred Newman, had fallen out of use by the time of Star Wars premiere. It was another relic that George Lucas insisted on reviving and appending to his baby. Yet the fanfare was merely a preamble, a triumphant crescendo paving the way for 10 simple words in an icy blue font that would burn their way into the wrinkles of our brains a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. This was the first indication that audience members weren't in for another run-of-the-mill sci-fi affair. These words had a fairy tale quality to them. That's because this wasn't sci-fi per se. It was a space fantasy, a clever amalgamation of multiple genres to make an elemental tale of good and evil, light and dark, all set against a backdrop of the infinite. Of course, this thought barely had time to register for most viewers because suddenly the massive yellow Star Wars logo filled the frame, accompanied by the thunderous arrival of John Williams' opening theme. Then came the opening crawl, the sprawling wall of slowly scrolling text that crept up from the bottom of the screen, flying off into oblivion. Note, the title, Episode 4, A New Hope, would not appear in the opening credits until the film's re-release in 1981. On its first day, Star Wars opened in just 32 theaters across the country, and was set to open in 11 more over the coming days. There had only been one trailer for the film, and that had come out the previous Christmas, which promptly disappeared until it returned for Easter. In spite of what seemed like a relative non-presence, the film had record-breaking ticket sales, grossing $255,000 on opening day. By the end of the weekend, it had grossed $2.5 million in ticket sales, technically placing it behind Smokey and the Bandit, which grossed $2.7 million across 386 screens. The numbers don't lie, though. A new monarch had been crowned. That from Dan Casey in his book, 100 Things Star Wars Fans Should Know. Were you there in a movie theater in 1977 in the weeks after the opening of Star Wars? Do you remember what you experienced when you saw the film for the first time? The 50th anniversary of that powerful event, that Memorial Day weekend of 1977, and now, in our year, 2025, the world is again filled with turmoil. And would it be enchanting to join with other movie lovers to visit that galaxy far, far away on the big screen? A really, really big screen? This Wednesday, July 16th, the FM Kirby Center in downtown Wilkes-Barre will offer us a matinee and evening screening of Star Wars as part of its classic films at the Kirby series. Neil Prisco is director of marketing at the FM Kirby Center for the Performing Arts, and he stopped in at the WVIA Benko studio to talk with us about the new season ahead.
I'm lucky to work at the Kirby. The Kirby is just an amazing organization right in the center of downtown. You know, I always say the line, when the lights are on at the Kirby, the downtown shines, because it just lights up the downtown and you see everyone come under the marquee. And it's for a show that it could be anything. And that's what I love about it, too. The FM Kirby Center being a performing arts center, you'll get movies, you'll get Broadway shows, you'll get comedy acts, you'll get classic rock, you'll get jazz, you name it. It's going to be there. Big, beautiful philharmonic performances. The stage, I love seeing how different the stage can become overnight, depending on the actor show we have come in.
What's wonderful, too, is that it is an historic building. It's a preserved building, and it's serving a whole new series of generations.
That's right. I mean, first, obviously, coming out as a movie theater, as the Comerford Theater, became the Paramount, and then back in the 80s, it became the FM Kirby Center for the Performing Arts, the amazing group of people who came and said, we can do this, let's put it together. And now it's in its 39th season. And the acts that have graced that stage, it's a who's who of entertainment. You think of Ray Charles, you think of Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash. We had Bonnie Raitt just not too long ago. This past year, we had acts like Pat Benatar, Joan Jett. We've had Derek Hough on the stage giving an amazing performance. We've also had wonderful acts like Vince Gill just on the stage. In the past month, we had Kevin James come and pack out the place. And on count of countless others, regional acts like Cabinet, and Miz is, well, I'll talk about it in a little bit. He's coming back. And it's really exciting to be part of a place that can provide such a great source of joy, community, and entertainment for our region.
What I smiled about, Neil, was the release that you sent out. We have 20 new acts that we didn't get into the booklet. You went to press and then boom.
And that's what happens. So, you know, I'm part of a wonderful team at the Kirby, and the team really is right now, they're going for the pennant. They want to win. And because of that, you know, the concert world and the production world is taking notice, and they're looking at Wilkes-Barre now saying, we like that room. We like those audiences. We want to be in that place. And because of that, we're having more shows than ever. And it's a great thing. It's also a sometimes overwhelming thing, but it's beautiful because it means we have so many more opportunities to provide great entertainment and art for our region. Throughout the summer, we're honoring the fact that we've been a movie theater from the beginning. And so we have three movie series we're actually using this summer. The first being a brand new series. It's our big screen summer series, which we're so excited about. And it features kids' films on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. You know, think about it. You're out in the heat. Kids might be looking for something to do. For all we know, camps are looking for something to do. Head Starts. There's an opportunity for kids to come see these great kids' films. For kids 12 and under, it's free. You get to come and enjoy great movies like Paddington, Frozen, The Lego Movie, Shrek, there's Snow White. You'll also get to see, towards the end of August, we have a sensory-friendly version of Winnie the Pooh, which we're excited to present to people. But this is also a way for us to kind of give back and really get the community together because, you know, air conditioning in the summer matters, getting out of the heat. But also seeing these films on the big screen, is beautiful. And that's for the kids. For adults, we also have our Curtis Montz film series, which is named after one of the former executive directors of the Kirby, who was a massive film buff. And they have a series in his honor, which includes independent documentary and foreign film. So from there, we're going to be screening some phenomenal films. The best picture winner from this past year is a film called Anora. That's going to be the first film we're screening in July as part of the series. As well as then we have one that I'm really excited about coming up, Stop Making Sense. So, which is with the Talking Heads. It's the re-release version of it. You get to see it in beautiful HD quality. And it's one of the greatest concert films, if not the greatest concert film of all time. And that's going to be coming up at the Kirby as well on August 6th. I'm telling you, the films are also coming out besides that. We have a documentary on Little Richard, which we're really excited about. We have a French film called The Taste of Things that's going to be wonderful. Another independent film called Love Me, which is a really, really cool sci-fi romantic story that I'm really excited for everyone to get the chance to see on the big screen. And I can say it here, we're grateful to a partnership with WVIA. Before the films, the Curtis Montz film screenings that we have, we're actually going to be airing via short takes before each screening, showcasing and highlighting regional directors and regional stories before we have our independent films. It is such an awesome tie-in, and we're so excited to be able to provide that for the community. And again, to see these things on the big screen, on one of the biggest screens in the region. As a film buff myself, I'm very excited about this. And that's the thing. We have such a vibrant arts community, such a vibrant creative community around us, that to be able to showcase different forms of art, right? And one of those forms of art is documentary filmmaking. And the fact that we can put that on the big screen is so exciting to me. And I really can't wait to get to watch it. You know, it's going to be great. The third film series that I didn't even mention yet is that we have our classic film series put together with Flashback Cinema. I'm so excited. In July, we have one of the biggest films of all time. We're going to screen Star Wars, the original Episode 4, A New Hope. You're going to get to see a young Harrison Ford, and you're going to get to see a young Mark Hamill, and they're going to be there going against Darth Vader. But we're really excited because we have some really fun special surprises planned for that screening. It's going to be a great day and night out for anyone who comes, and I really hope anyone who's a film buff or just wants to see one of the best films of all time on the big screen, that's going to be a great time, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing that on July 16th. This is audio, so you're not seeing it right now. Erica just pulled out her lightsaber, and she's been swinging it back and forth, and it's one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
I just happened to have it.
I love it. After that, another classic film. We have The Wizard of Oz coming in August. How great is that? Oh, just a beautiful film. It's actually my wife's favorite film, and I'm so excited to be able to put that on the big screen. We're going to have that Wednesday, August 27th. Again, the classic film screen at 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and you can find out more information at any time at kirbycenter.org. And then September, we have our other classic film. We have Spaceballs. If you really came and enjoyed Star Wars in July, come enjoy the Mel Brooks classic, which actually they just announced a sequel to. You can see the original Spaceballs is coming Wednesday, September 17th. Again, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
Also, you have done upgrading of seats and they're comfy.
That's right. I mean, one of the things I love is that when you come into the Kirby, you know, it's such an inviting and warm atmosphere. The colors, you know, are maroon and gold. And then you look around and you see this beautiful Art Deco architecture. And then the popcorn smell. I'm telling you, I am a little biased. But I go to a lot of concerts, a lot of different venues, and I've been to a lot of places around the country. I think we have the best popcorn out there. Flat out. It's one of the hardest parts of my job is smelling that popcorn downstairs and not eating popcorn every day because it is so good. So I recommend anybody who gets a chance, please go try the popcorn. I have yet to find someone who disagrees with me. It is unbelievably good, and we're very lucky to have that quality popcorn over there at the Kirby. But then again, you walk into the theater and it is a beautiful Art Deco theater. You can see the proscenium. There's really not a bad seat in the house. Everything is, you know, pretty much straightforward, big comfy seats. And again, it's just a wonderful environment to see a show, and any type of show. We talked about films. We haven't even gotten into all the other types of shows that we've got coming up this fall. I know a lot of people say this, but I can say with confidence, there is something for everyone this fall at the Kirby. If you like comedy, we've got something for you. If you like Broadway, we've got something for you. If you like classic rock, we've got that too, and so, so much more. If you love the ballet, you are going to love the Kirby Center this fall. So I'm going to go run down a quick list of the names. So you might have heard of someone, Louis C.K. is coming over to the Kirby. Comedian, he's actually sold the place right out. Again, big acts want to come to the Kirby. We have an amazing artist named Ray LaMontagne who's coming in. He's coming in for the 20th anniversary of his hit album, Trouble. I am so excited. He was big when I was in college, and he's coming over to the Kirby. I know so many people who are excited for this show. It's going to be great, and I recommend to anyone, if you're curious even about it, you're going to love this show. After that, we have the comedian Nurse Blake, who's coming in. The last time he was at the Kirby, he sold it out, and he's coming back with a great brand of comedy, talking about how funny and crazy the world of the medical industry is. And believe me, you do not want to miss him. He's absolutely hilarious. For listeners of WVIA, you're probably very familiar with the next act I'm going to mention. On September 16th, we have Celtic Thunder is coming to the FM Kirby Center. And this is a really special show. And ironically for me, because I'm pretty familiar with Celtic Thunder, I'm excited about this because it's an anniversary show. They're bringing in performers from throughout Celtic Thunder's history and lineage. So you're going to get to see the most current group of Celtic Thunder performers with some of your favorites from the past, all coming together to perform this great show. It's really exciting, and I'm pretty overjoyed that we're going to have this on the FM Kirby Center stage. I've seen so many specials here on WVIA and heard the music so many times that this is going to be really great to see it live and in person right in downtown Wilkes-Barre. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. It's a simple song, a little song everywhere. By the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear. The dopey alligator and the hawk above. After that, we have another comedian, Dusty Slay. Now, you might not have heard Dusty Slay. He's a newer comedian. If you've heard of the comedian Nate Bargatze, he's a good friends with him, and kind of he's bringing him up in the world. But he's a clean comedian. He has good, you know, Southern humor that he brings in, and his new Netflix special is coming out very soon, so I recommend checking him out. But if you want to see someone on the rise and someone before they get really big, this is a show you want to go see. That's going to be Dusty Slay on September 20th. Now, this next artist is someone you might have heard of before because his catalog is massive. Steve Winwood. Steve Winwood is coming to the Kirby, which for us, we were so excited to get this show. Steve Winwood has hits for days. He's one of those artists, I just say, has hits for days. Whether it be, you know, Higher Love or the song Valerie, with all these classic songs from the 80s. You can also then talk about the groups he had before with the bands Traffic, Blind Faith. He also had the Spencer Davis group with Gimme Some Lovin', which, oh, one of my favorite songs ever. He's going to be performing all of the hits right at the Kirby Center on Monday, September 22nd. Tickets pretty much sold out immediately when we put that on. But I will say for those listening, please keep checking back because, you know, little pockets of tickets do get released periodically. You do not want to miss out when that becomes available. After that, we have some great programming coming in for the kids. So there's also kids shows at the Kirby because, again, we're a performing arts center. We have something for everyone. Kids who love the show Coco Melon, we have the next sing-along live. It is going to be at the Kirby Center on Tuesday, September 23rd. We are so excited for that. It's going to be a blast for the whole family to come and enjoy the big show on the big stage. And after that, now again, I'm going to rattle through these quickly because there's so much. There's always so much. So we have then the World Ballet Company is coming and presenting Cinderella. If you want to see a beautiful ballet, I'm telling you right now, this Cinderella production is unbelievable. After that, the Northeast Pennsylvania Philharmonic is coming in, and they're going to be doing a show called Defying Gravity, Bewitching Broadway, which kind of says it in the title. If you want to hear some beautiful Broadway classics and hits, maybe some newer hits, but along with a big Philharmonic Orchestra, this is a show for you. I absolutely love seeing the Philharmonic at the Kirby. It feels so good. It's so big. I don't know if anyone is there listening. You saw Carmina Burana this past spring. Absolutely beautiful production. I loved it so much. And what they always do with their holiday concert and the other performances they've done at the Kirby, truthfully a joy just to sit in that room and hear the music. And then, if you're interested in more Broadway-type fare, we have The Addams Family, the musical, is coming to the FM Kirby Center. So you and your family might love the show Wednesday that's on Netflix right now. You can actually come and see the Broadway show, the hit Broadway show, The Addams Family, right at the Kirby Center on Sunday, September 28th. Fun for the whole family. I personally can't wait for that one. As I'm sitting here just going, da-da-da-dun, ba-da-da-dun. It's going to be a blast for everybody. After that, moving ahead, you might have been last year to the Luzerne County Arts and Entertainment Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That's returning this year to the Kirby Center on Saturday, October 4th. Then we also have the Fab Four, Beatles Tribute Act. They're going to be performing Help in its entirety, which is really exciting. After that, you have basically the queen of Christian music, Amy Grant, is going to be performing over at the Kirby, which is beautiful. And an artist I love, and I cannot wait for this show personally, Ben Folds is going to be performing on a piano. It's called At the Kirby on October 16th. Ben Folds is an amazing musician, and to see what he does live, I feel lucky that I get to work in a place where he comes to my job. And how cool is that? And I really hope that anyone, if you have the chance to come see the show, please do. Tickets are going pretty fast, but if you get a chance to be in that room, you're going to want to be in the room when that show happens. It's going to be outstanding. And after that, maybe you're into magic. You're into mystery. We have The Magic of Rob Lake coming in. Again, another show that is fun for the whole family. Rob Lake has been featured over pretty much every show where it's like America's Got Talent and NBC's different talent competitions. Every cable channel I can think of, you can see it actually on his poster. But Rob Lake's an unbelievable magician. And when you get to see what he does live, it'll blow your mind. It will blow you away. So make sure you do not miss out on that show coming October 17th. Then, after that, Gabby's Dollhouse Live. This is another one for the kids and the family. Gabby's Dollhouse is huge. And to get to say that you got to be there for the first American tour when it happened is amazing. And again, shows are looking for the Kirby to bring this. And so we're excited to present it to our people because the tours know that people come out for these great shows. We're really excited about it. And then another one for ballet, a traditional ballet, a wonderful ballet, maybe one of the greatest ballets. We're going to have Swan Lake on Thursday, October 30th. We are so excited about that coming into the Kirby. We have a phenomenal arts community, right? We have a community that is interested and engaged in the arts and entertainment and is curious and is hungry for it. And so we have audiences that constantly come out to see these great shows. And, you know, you're listening to Art Scene because you're curious, because you care about the arts and what's happening. And it's places like this, like WVIA, shows like Art Scene, and venues like the Kirby Center that help put it all together and give people the platform to put their art out there, to put these great ideas out there. And you might see one of these shows. You might not realize right now, but say you heard this and you said, I'm going to go to Ray LaMontagne. I've heard his music. I'm not the most familiar, but I'm going to go take a chance. And you go, and you might walk away inspired. You might walk away with ideas that you did not have before, or even just great stories and great memories of a night out that you don't always get out. But this time you did, and you're so happy you did. because you got to see one of the best artists in the world doing what they do best on the stage here in your hometown, in your region, in Wilkes-Barre, PA. It's amazing. And, you know, I always consider myself very lucky, and I'm just overjoyed at the idea that I get to work in a place where we get to provide great memories every day to people who come in our doors. You know, Kirby's constantly bringing in hundreds and thousands of people to come see these different programs, whether it be arts, education, entertainment, and they all walk away with a smile on their face. They walk away with a little bit extra than they came with before. And that's the best feeling in the world. You can see it happen in real time when someone gets to hear their favorite song or when someone gets to see something they've never seen before. And it's absolutely the best. I wish everyone who hears this could come to every show just to get that great experience. Because maybe you're more interested in ballet, but maybe you take a chance on one of those Broadway shows. Maybe you're more interested in classic rock, but you're going to take a chance on a comedy show. And I recommend it because that extra little bit that you get that you can take internally, it's food for the soul. It's food for the mind. It's a beautiful thing.
You're always so good talking up your box office crew. I always think it's lovely that you want people to go to the box office because the crew is so good.
That's right. They are the best. I'm going to give a quick shout out to Tina and Molly and Kim and Vicky, our amazing box office crew. You know, we're very lucky at the Kirby. We actually have an in-person box office that you can visit Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the days of the show from 3 p.m. on. And the best part is you can go see someone in person to go find out about a show. You can go get tickets. You can visit the Kirby before you actually get to go see a show at the Kirby. And also, it's that great feeling of when you go, you get a physical ticket. You go and you get to talk to somebody and meet with somebody. And you get the excitement just builds from there. I always love the fact that we have this big, beautiful box office right at the Kirby that you can come and visit right in downtown Wilkes-Barre right before the show or even a couple days before the show. And I always say, too, for people who want to get some of the best seats, go to the box office. It's one of the best ways to go.
And also, you have memberships.
The people who really love shows, if you want to take advantage of some amazing opportunities, become a member of the FM Kirby Center. Kirby Center membership will allow you some early access to a lot of the shows, as well as give you some extra special benefits, depending on the tier of membership that you choose to take part in, whether it be free movie tickets, some extra drink options, wonderful things that you can take advantage of when you're a member. So to find out more about that, go to kirbycenter.org. And so if you're a concert fan, if you see this brochure and you want to go to a couple of these shows, don't hesitate. Go become a member of the Kirby Center, because we're also, while we just came out with this brochure, and this brochure had over 50 shows put in it, 20-something of which were newly announced in the book, we are announcing new shows all of the time, and we have a bunch coming up in the next few weeks, which is unbelievably exciting. And some of the shows of which I can't tell you about now, are big. And so I recommend always to be some of the first to know, some of the first to find out, become a Kirby Center member.
Neil Prisco, who is Director of Marketing at the FM Kirby Center for the Performing Arts, announcing the 2025 summer and fall seasons with more to come. The FM Kirby Center is located on Public Square in downtown Wilkes-Barre, and the season brochure is available at the box office, or you can go online to kirbycenter.org and see what's coming up. Now, we did hear Neil say that there will be a special screening of Star Wars on this Wednesday, July 16th, with some special fun attached. And there is a matinee performance at 1 o'clock and a 7:30 evening performance. It's a cooperation with Flashback Cinema and part of the classic films at the Kirby series, Star Wars, Wednesday, July 16th at 1 and 7:30. And that's just the start. Films this summer, productions coming into town in September, comedy and Broadway and so much more. It's kirbycenter.org, kirbycenter.org.